Check out our brand new RCR Foundation Members Club. Go to realitycheck.radio/members and join now.
Last Thursday, the people's terms were delivered to Minister, Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters. Oh my goodness, how wonderful is this? 33,000 signatures signed that. New Zealand First MP Tanya Ankovich was there also to receive the People's Terms petition. It was taken into Parliament on Thursday and tabled and sent off to the Petitions Select Committee. I can't tell you how wonderful it is to be part of this with Reality Check Radio. The People's Terms of Reference is just a comprehensive analysis of what the inquiry must cover and the fact that we need new commissioners. We can't have Jacinda's mates and Ashley Broomfield's mates running this show. But when I reread the People's Terms, I was just blown away by how comprehensive and good it is. I've never been a part of something this capable. It's just a wonderful petition. It's a wonderful summary history of the COVID years. It's a wonderful reference points for all the things that happened and what needs to be asked and understood. Much of it became a blur to us, particularly as we try and think back, because it was all so horrid. But when you read the People's Terms, it's all set out. It's going to be very, very hard for the government to ignore the People's Terms, because they've got something to compare to. And it's got the weight of 33,000 signatures behind it, which is not insignificant. We did that. The three ladies and us supporting them. We did it. The three ladies organized us to make that happen. And again, how does Parliament come up with some thin and attenuated and biased inquiry terms now that this petition has been delivered? I can't see how they can do it. Oh my goodness. The wrangles and confusion over going behind the scenes of this must be massive. Because we know on the one hand that Winston Peters promised a proper inquiry, but we know on the other that the other parties, even those that were in opposition at the time, don't have an interest in finding out that they were wrong. So it is going to be a tussle, but I feel that that People's Terms petition will swing it, because it's provided the template. And whatever they do is going to be compared to the template. And if it comes up short, oh my goodness, we will be letting them know. I should say, it's quite funny. I got an email directly from a listener. I want to go to this email because in and of itself it's interesting. Let me just find it. Here we go. I'm very concerned about the prospects for any significant change in the COVID inquiry. Well, my view is don't be, because we've got this petition and the template and the numbers. But listen to this. Not a single MP will engage with me on the topic. Not even those who have appeared to give some very qualified and tentative support. Tanya Ankovich does not even acknowledge emails. Winston Peters' office simply sends an acknowledgement with no substance. Andy Foster does not acknowledge emails, even though he asked to be sent copies of our submissions. Stuart Smith is adamant that everyone took the jab voluntarily. Jamie Arbuckle acknowledges some emails, but does not engage beyond asking me to catch up next time we're both in Blenheim. Shane Retty has never acknowledged a single email and is a strong vaccine advocate, completely wedded to the past and current government strategies. We are in a very dire situation. The reaction of MPs on the COVID issue was strikingly different to that on any other issue. They will talk freely on Easter trading, Maori coastal claims, free speech, and even abortion. However, COVID is completely verboten. Am I alone in being stonewalled by the politicians, or is anyone else getting through and getting some engagement? It'd be good to hear what Winston and Tanya actually said when receiving the people's terms. We clearly have an uphill battle on our hands. Well, I think this is a consequence. And by the way, MPs should always acknowledge they have staff. You know, an MP has electric staff, they have Wellington staff. Not to acknowledge an email is not usual. Unless you're a person who sends email after email after email. But I think this is what is happening. The MPs don't know what to say because they don't know what's happening. I think that's what's going on. There'll be wheels within wheels, and no one will say, oh, wow, I'd really like a big inquiry, but oh, I don't want to say I want a really big inquiry because we mightn't have one, and then I'll look a loser. So I think it's all gone dark because of the machinations. And when there are machinations like this, and everyone's going round and round and round in circles, trying to work out what to do, it becomes very hard to ignore a clear, logical plan that has public backing. Very hard to ignore. And that's what the people's terms delivered. So I am actually very hopeful that we're going to make it. And I read into it that those MPs aren't replying because nothing has yet been decided. Well, the petition, the people's terms, might just have decided it for them. Oh, how wonderful that would be. Send me a text, 2057, email me, inbox at rallycheck.radio. Fingers crossed, legs crossed, everything to get there. We need a proper inquiry, for sure.
With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom, reach new audiences, and bring important information to the public, free of charge. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom, and donate today. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.